This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. National security conversations rarely focus on agriculture, which puts our industry in a vulnerable position. David Stiefel, Director of Global Biological Policy and Programs at the Nuclear Threat Initiative, notes that while phrases like agroterrorism and agricultural warfare are commonly used, they fail to capture the risks they pose to farmers and our food supply.
Everybody uses the term agroterrorism because it sounds really sexy. But really, agroterrorism is a very specific form of crime that involves trying to change government or society to or through the use of some sort of agricultural agent, right? So that could be making pigs sick, or it could be doing some sort of threat that makes people lose confidence in our food supply. So there's also agrocrime, which is just using agriculture, committing crime through agriculture. And then there's agricultural warfare, which would be using agriculture and food as a method of warfare. So salting the earth back in the day would have been agricultural warfare. So like, I'll use the term agroterrorism, but like, it's a much broader field that I'm talking about.
That's David Stiefel with the Nuclear Threat Initiative. Thanks for tuning in to your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.